This is the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. It's Friday evening, April 17th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Precision oncology is shifting toward combination strategies, ultimately changing how new therapies are built. Resistance and relapse in cancer treatment are being addressed by combining multiple drugs targeting different pathways. Lixta Biotechnology Holdings, Inc. is at the forefront with their first-in-class PP2A inhibitor LB-100, enhancing treatment response by disrupting cancer cell repair mechanisms. Ongoing trials are exploring LB-100's potential in various solid tumors, including ovarian and colorectal cancers, where the need for effective treatments is high.
Part Bean Beat closes $10 million public offering to advance cardiac technology. Commercialization. Part Bean recently closed a $10 million public offering, selling 12.5 million shares of common stock to advance its cardiac technology commercialization efforts. The offering, completed on April 16, 2026, will support the development of HeartBeam's FDA-cleared 12-lead synthesized ECG system, extended wear patch, heart attack detection technologies, AI capabilities, and general corporate purposes.
UGI makes easiest utilities to do business with list with high customer scores. UGI Utilities, UGI Gas Division, has been recognized as an easiest to do business with utility with high customer scores for billing and payment experiences. The accolade comes from Eskelton's Cogent Syndicated 2026 Utility Trusted Brand and Customer Engagement Residential Study, showcasing UGI's commitment to customer satisfaction in the energy sector.
Soligenx SNGX advances CTCL research with interim analysis, comparative study results. Soligenx advances CTCL research with interim analysis and comparative study results, showcasing positive data from its Phase 3 FLASH 2 study and HiBright therapy. The company's focus on innovative treatments for serious conditions is evident in the encouraging clinical update and positive results against Valcor-R. TCTCL, a rare form of non-Hodgkin lymphoma primarily affecting the skin, is the main focus of Soligenx's recent advancements.
AN News breaks. Rail Vision Limited deploys AI thermal imaging to redefine rail safety. Rail Vision Limited is deploying AI and thermal imaging technology to enhance rail safety. The company's AI-powered electro-optical sensors offer real-time obstacle detection and situational awareness, addressing key safety challenges in the railway industry. These innovative systems use thermal cameras, deep learning algorithms, and alerts to improve overall situational awareness and enable immediate responses to potential collisions and hazards. Mission IR News breaks. LXTE Biotechnology Holdings INC positions LB-100 as novel approach in cancer treatment landscape. LXTE Biotechnology Holdings INC has positioned LB-100 as a novel approach in the cancer treatment landscape. The company's clinical stage pharmaceutical pipeline focuses on LB-100, an inhibitor of protein phosphatase 2A, PPP2A, designed to enhance the effectiveness of established cancer therapies. LB-100 is currently being evaluated in clinical programs targeting solid tumors with significant unmet medical need, potentially making tumors more responsive to chemotherapy and immunotherapy.
Network news breaks. Suntex Enterprises, Inc. reports restructuring completion and simplified capital structure. Suntex Enterprises reported a completion of its operational restructuring and simplified capital structure, with no outstanding debt or convertible instruments. The company submitted a corporate action seeking approval for a shareholder dividend tied to a diversified portfolio of operating businesses. Suntex aims to scale its subsidiaries through organic growth and acquisitions. Tara's the worker of Active Growth and Business Partners, Personal Cause at XPL, and On Sale at Sales at Most Profits, just as a consumer of Uprising plans through all operating upcoming in business. Sylogenix Inc. strengthens pipeline as European Commission grants SGX-945 orphan status. Sylogenix Inc. strengthens its pipeline with the European Commission granting orphan drug status to SGX-945 for Behçet's disease. The therapy, based on duskwatide, has potential in the rare disease space. This recognition validates Sylogenix's development strategy and the therapy's promise, highlighting the company's commitment to addressing urgent patient needs.
The Haunton Gold Corp. gains relevance as inflation, conflict, and central bank demand reshape the gold market. Central bank gold buying continues amidst a favorable environment for safe haven assets. The Haunton is actively advancing its projects in Nevada's Walker Lane, including the flagship Santa Fe Mine project. With rising geopolitical tensions and persistent inflation risks, gold's appeal remains strong. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news.
Precision oncology is shifting toward combination strategies, ultimately changing how new therapies are built. Lixie Biotechnology Holdings, Inc. is at the forefront with their first-in-class PP2A inhibitor LB-100, aiming to enhance treatment response by disrupting Lixie IOC FLIP-EP. Clinical trials are underway for solid tumors like ovarian and colorectal cancers. The focus now is on combining therapies to improve outcomes in cancer treatment.
Southeast Asian e-commerce reached $157 billion in 2025, report says. Southeast Asia's e-commerce sector hit a milestone in 2025, reaching $157 billion, as per a report by MomentumWorks. The growth reflects the increasing popularity of online shopping in the region, driven by advanced technology and changing consumer preferences. With global players like Alibaba leading the charge in innovation, Southeast Asia's e-commerce market is poised for further expansion.
UK to implement energy use incentives in summer as renewables generation climbs. Britain's grid operator is launching a program to incentivize households to increase electricity consumption this summer during periods of surplus renewable energy. So, National Energy System Operator will notify energy suppliers when wind and solar output exceeds network capacity, allowing companies to offer free or discounted electricity. As the adoption of clean energy technologies grows globally, utility firms like NESO will have more grid stabilization options, utilizing electrified marine and road transport for mobile energy storage.
Maison Lux, Inc. announces progress on strategic growth plan and reviews international acquisition opportunity. Maison Lux, Inc. announces progress on its strategic growth plan, focusing on acquisitions to expand operations and create shareholder value. The company is reviewing an international opportunity in Greece with a production facility for pharmaceutical-grade products. CEO Anil Itnani highlights the importance of acquiring assets with growth potential in promising markets. Stay tuned for updates on new management and market insights.
Green Energy Breaks, Energy Fuels, Inc., NYSE, American, UUU are the first statement of MONERS. UUURESEC SUM Sustainability Report, highlighting operational and ESG progress. Energy Fuels, Inc., NYSE, American, UUUR. Showcasing advancements in environmental stewardship, workforce safety, community engagement, and governance. The report highlights the company's commitment to responsible operations as a key domestic supplier of uranium, rare earth elements, and critical materials. Energy Fuels emphasizes initiatives in environmental management, employee safety, indigenous and community relations, and risk oversight for sustainable growth.
Mining News breaks Silvercorp Metals Inc. NYSV MSE American. SVM reports record Q4 revenue and fiscal 2026 results, provides fiscal 2027 guidance. Silvercorp Metals Inc. NYSE Americans may not be able to sell the U.S. to produce a Disney finite number of weapons on daily death and death. But the problem doesn't matter. Up 96% year over year, and full year revenue of $438.10 million, a 47% increase. Despite a decline in quarterly silver production, the company highlighted progress at the Quanping and El Domo projects, and an upgraded MSCI ESG rating to AA. Silvercorp processed a record 1.48 million tons of ore in fiscal 2026, maintaining stable silver equivalent output of 7.5 million ounces.
AIM News breaks, Heartbeam Inc. closes $10 million public offering to advance cardiac technology commercialization. Heartbeam Inc. announced the closing of a $10 million public offering to advance its cardiac technology commercialization. The offering, which included 12.5 million shares of common stock, was completed on April 16, 2026. The funds will support the FDA-cleared 12-lead synthesized ECG system, extended wear patch, heart attack detection technologies, AI capabilities, and general corporate purposes.
Round Rock Chamber announces 2026 Round Rock Startup Day Plus Week, a celebration of entrepreneurship and innovation. The Round Rock Chamber announces the return of Round Rock Startup Day Plus Week, a celebration of entrepreneurship and innovation. Taking place from May 5th to 7th, 2026, the event will bring together entrepreneurs, founders, and business leaders for workshops, panels, and networking opportunities. The highlight, Startup Day on May 7th, will feature educational sessions, a pitch competition, and networking designed to support business growth in Round Rock.
Blue Lagoon Resources Inc. has reached a significant milestone, achieving consistent underground production of 100 tons per day at its Dome Mountain Gold and Silver Mine near Smithers, BC. The company has doubled its production crew with a second mining contractor, aiming to advance towards a target of 150 tons per day. Blue Lagoon has also completed three sales of gold and silver concentrates, totaling approximately US$4.10 million, and has opened a fire assay laboratory near Smithers to support operational decision-making.
Introducing Raktor MX, privacy-first email forwarding, hosted in Iceland. Introducing Raktor MX. Raktor Holdings launches a privacy-first email forwarding and domain management platform hosted in Iceland. Raktor MX offers full transparency into email delivery paths, authentication results, bounce reasons, and forwarding chains. Key features include MX forwarding with unlimited aliases, full DNS management, anonymous reply proxies, and a comprehensive REST API. Operated by Raktor Holdings, the platform prioritizes user privacy without venture capital pressure. Learn more at raktormx.com.
Nagarro appoints Prateek Agrawal as Chief Financial Officer and member of the Management Board effective May 1, 2026. With over 20 years of finance leadership in global IT services companies, Agrawal's appointment aims to strengthen Nagarro's financial discipline, governance, and engagement with international capital markets. The company looks forward to leveraging his expertise for sustainable growth and enhanced shareholder value. Intica Systems SE, experienced transformation expert, joins the executive board. Intica Systems SE welcomes Mr. Frederick Erfurth to the Board of Directors as CRO and CTO, alongside Dr. Gregor Wassel. With 20 years of transformation expertise, Mr. Erfurth will focus on driving the company's growth strategy and transformation process. His appointment aims to enhance strategic repositioning and efficiency improvements within the group, particularly in the automotive and components industries.
The National Law Review partners with Marcus Evans to expand the reach of global executive summits. The National Law Review has partnered with Marcus Evans to increase the visibility and engagement of its global executive summits. This collaboration aims to bring together top executives for insightful discussions and innovative solutions. By leveraging Marcus Evans' expertise in executive events and the National Law Review's trusted platform, this partnership seeks to foster industry dialogue and provide access to transformative business insights.
XX Health appoints Will Sliger as Chief Marketing Officer to build the brand and marketing engine behind Precision Health at scale. Will Sliger has been appointed as Chief Marketing Officer at 10X Health, a leader in personalized health optimization. With over 20 years of experience, Sliger will lead the brand strategy and marketing efforts to accelerate growth in precision health and human performance. His expertise in building brands and scaling marketing organizations will support 10X Health's expansion across various channels.
Centenario announces initial work starting at the Los Reyes Copper EYSN Core Gold Project in Chihuahua, Mexico, and Centenario Gold Corp. The first phase includes mapping and sampling of old underground mine workings along a NES trending contact zone. The second phase will involve a 1,500 meters diamond drilling program to test high-grade QZNAG skarn zones. Environmental permits are expected by late April 2026, with drilling to follow shortly after.
Investor news breaks. Roth Capital Partners appoints Seth Apple, head of ATM and Equity Alternatives Banking. Roth Capital Partners has named Seth Apple as head of ATM and Equity Alternatives Banking. Leverage his 30 years of capital markets experience to bolster the firm's equity capital markets capabilities. Appel will also serve as co-chief investment officer of the Rojo Capital Opportunities Fund, a collaboration with Horizon Technology Finance Corporation, focusing on debt financing solutions for small and micro-cap public companies.
After dark anxiety, what women's safety fears reveal about the future of personal security. After dark anxiety, a recent study by Logic Mark and Greek reveals that 67% of women feel most unsafe when walking alone at night. These fears shape daily decisions, altering behavior and routines. Logic Mark's Aster safety app offers a solution, turning smartphones into personal protection devices with multiple ways to call for help. Women can now reclaim their freedom without sacrificing safety.
ES Gold Corp is gearing up to start a drill program in May on its Montauban Gold Silver project in Quebec. The company is also moving forward with mill construction and expanding its exploration efforts. With gold prices doubling since January 2025, ES Gold is well positioned to meet the demand for precious metals. CEO Gordon Robb expressed confidence in the company's plans for development and exploration.
Solugenex Inc. advances CTCL research with interim analysis, comparative study results. Solugenex reports positive interim analysis results for its CTCL research, showing consistent response rates in patients. The company also reveals promising comparative study data for its hybrid TM therapy against Valclar. These advancements demonstrate Solugenex's commitment to developing innovative treatments for serious conditions like cutaneous T-cell lymphoma, a rare form of non-Hodgkin lymphoma primarily affecting the skin.
ANewsBreak's DataVault AI Inc. launches quantum-ready HPC GPU network in New York and Philadelphia. DataVault AI Inc. has launched its quantum-ready high-performance computing GPU network in New York and Philadelphia. The network, set to expand to 48,000 GPUs by Q3 2026, aims to provide low-latency AI inference and data monetization services. Positioned as an alternative to hyperscaler supply chains, it will operate across 1,000 micro-edge sites in over 100 U.S. cities, supporting enterprise AI compute capacity amid ongoing GDP supply constraints.
Nephros expands strategic focus in Greater New York market with dedicated regional leadership. Nephros Inc. expands its strategic focus in the Greater New York City region by appointing Gaynett Cunningham as a dedicated regional sales leader. With a $25 million annual opportunity for filtration solutions, Nephros aims to capitalize on the region's healthcare facilities and aging water systems. Cunningham's expertise in healthcare distribution and infection prevention initiatives will drive growth in this critical market.
Survey says AI has replaced 20% of full-time roles in the U.S. A recent survey by Epoch AI reveals that AI has already taken over 20% of full-time roles in the U.S. With half of American adults using AI tools weekly, it's clear that artificial intelligence is becoming a common part of daily life. This shift is evident in companies like AI Maverick Intel Inc., where AI systems are increasingly handling various aspects of operations.
Sodium ion batteries could potentially address the EV industry's supply challenges. Sodium ion batteries could potentially address the EV industry's supply challenges as interest grows in alternatives to lithium ion technology. With expanding demand for electric vehicles, companies like Rivian Automotive Inc. may opt for this battery chemistry in the future. For more insights on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, visit greencarstocks.com.
Ontotelic Therapeutics Inc. expands beyond biotech with an AI robotics pivot, partnering with TechForce Robotics to develop a PDAOAI enhanced GMP compliant robotics platform. This move signifies a strategic shift towards integrating AI driven compliance systems with advanced robotics for pharmaceutical manufacturing automation, showcasing the company's commitment to innovative industrial applications.
Biomed News Breaks on Teletic Therapeutics Inc. reports FY 2025 net income of $249 million compared to a net loss in FY 2024. The boost was primarily due to a non-cash gain from the valuation of its GMP biotechnology joint venture. For more details, visit the company's newsroom.
A News Breaks, Knight Food Holdings Inc. advances commercialization with robotic supply agreement. Knight Food Holdings Inc., via its TechForce Robotics subsidiary, has signed a supply agreement with Nua Robotics Corp. and Foxconn to advance commercialization of robotic platforms. This move signifies a shift from development to deployment, with TechForce maintaining IP ownership. The collaboration aims to utilize Nua's integration expertise and Foxconn's manufacturing capabilities to meet the rising demand for robotics as a service.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on GoHealth Inc. 4Q25. The company's focus on retention, member quality, and liquidity over volume reflects a strategic approach in the Medicare Advantage environment. With a net revenue of $361,800,000 in FY25, GoHealth continues to prioritize durability and cash discipline, investing in SNPs, automation, and AI for future growth. Stonegate emphasizes the importance of optionality and portfolio repositioning for long-term success.
T-ROC Global is witnessing a surge in demand for automated retail services as it expands its end-to-end platform for frictionless retail. Brands and retailers are seeking faster, more convenient buying experiences, driving the need for automated solutions. With a focus on smart vending, self-service kiosks, and intelligent retail technology, T-ROC Global is well-positioned to help brands capitalize on this trend. Led by industry veteran Ben Wheeler, the company's automated retail platform offers a seamless path to market, delivering scalable retail ecosystems that drive real results.
Tech Media Breaks NextPlat Corp has deployed AI-powered prescription processing technology through its PharmcoRx subsidiary. The new AI tools automate manual workflows, enhancing efficiency, reducing costs, and supporting scalable growth. This move is expected to create HIPAA-compliant digital processes, benefiting PharmcoRx as it expands its services and client base.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Helus Pharma TBOE, CA, HLP, LE has appointed Dr. Ken Kramer, PhD, as Senior Vice President of Medical Affairs. With over 20 years of experience in neuroscience-focused medical affairs leadership, including roles at Bristol-Myers Squibb, Karuna Therapeutics, and AbbVie, Dr. Kramer is expected to support Helus in advancing its pipeline and strengthening engagement with clinical and scientific stakeholders.
American Fusion TEM Inc., a MFN, expands strategic positioning at ARPA-E Energy Innovation Summit. American Fusion TEM Inc. expands its strategic positioning at the ARPA-E Energy Innovation Summit, focusing on decentralized fusion technologies through its subsidiary Kepler Fusion Technologies. The company targets data center operators and developers for future power deployment. American Fusion TM is also exploring a potential Frankfurt Stock Exchange listing to enhance its capital market strategy.
Billion Dollar Breaks, Energy Fuels Inc., MYSE, American, UUUU, appoints Ross R. Bappu, CEO. Energy Fuels Inc. has appointed Ross R. Bappu as CEO effective April 15, 2026. Bappu, with over 30 years of leadership experience, succeeds Mark S. Chalmers, who is retiring after 8 years as CEO. Chalmers will stay on as an exclusive uranium and rare earth consultant for 2 years. Energy Fuels is a top U.S. producer of uranium, rare earths, and critical materials.
Stacey Eisenberg's Innovative Memory Beads launched to aid Alzheimer's research. Stacey Eisenberg's Innovative Memory Beads, inspired by a senior care resident named Peter, are now available to support Alzheimer's research. These tactile brain health tools, designed by A Place at Home, North Austin, offer a way to engage the mind while contributing to a meaningful cause. Learn more and purchase at seniorcareexpert.com/beads.
Elray Resources Inc. provides corporate update on strategic repositioning, platform expansion, and commercialization roadmap. Elray Resources Inc. announces a corporate update highlighting a strengthened balance sheet, audited financials, and revenue-generating operations. The company, now known as Elray Gaming, is advancing its AI-powered gaming and event-based trading platform. With strategic restructuring and financial strengthening, Elray Gaming aims to capitalize on the global gaming and digital wagering markets, positioning itself for scalable growth and long-term shareholder value creation.
Generation Uranium defines multiple high-impact drill targets at Yath Project. Leveraging proven discovery model in one of Canada's hottest uranium districts, Generation Uranium Inc. has defined multiple high-impact drill targets at its Yath Uranium Project in Nunavut. Leveraging a proven discovery model in one of Canada's hottest uranium districts, the company's upgraded exploration model integrates modern geophysics, historic data sets, and structural analysis, positioning Generation for a highly anticipated 2026 drill program pending final permit approval.
Bowler Ponds to showcase defense-borne security innovation at Emerge Americas 2026. Bowler Ponds, a technology consulting firm specializing in security solutions, will showcase its innovative defense-borne technology at Emerge Americas 2026. The company, known for its work with the U.S. Navy, recently launched ShadowGuard TM, a security automation technology. This marks Bowler Ponds' expansion into the commercial market, aiming to help organizations across various sectors enhance their security measures.
Fitzroy Minerals continues with two-rig definition drilling, intercepting 92.5 meters at 0.53% copper from 3.5 meters as it moves toward a maiden mineral resource estimate and initial economic study at the Buen Retiro Copper Project, Chile. Fitzroy Minerals continues with two-rig definition drilling, intercepting 92.5 meters at 0.53% copper from 3.5 meters at the Buen Retiro Copper Project, Chile. Drill hole BRT-DDH returned 92.5 meters at 0.53% CU from 3.5 meters, including 46 meters at 0.90% CU from 95 meters.
Silver Crown Royalties closes $4,500,000 private placement at premium to market with investors including Michael Gentile. Silver Crown Royalties Inc. has closed a $4.50 million private placement at a premium to market with investors including Michael Gentile. Gentile subscribed for 219,150 common shares at a price of C$14 per share, increasing his interest in Silver Crown to just under 20%. The company's cash position now stands at approximately C$14.20 million, allowing them to pursue various transactions and grow aggressively.
Pfister Holding SE publishes final results for fiscal year 2025, strong revenue and earnings growth with positive outlook. Pfister Holding SE published its final results for the 2025 fiscal year, showing strong revenue and earnings growth. Revenue rose by 17.4% to €449.9 million, with adjusted EBITDA increasing by 24.0% to €81 million. Order intake surged by 29.6% to €548.6 million, setting a solid foundation for future growth. The company expects revenue growth of at least 12% for 2026, aiming to reach €800 million to €900 million by 2030. Inficon to publish its first quarter 2026 results on Friday, April 24th, 2026, at 0700 AM CET. A web conference via Microsoft Teams will follow at 0930 AM CET to discuss the results in detail. The conference will be conducted in English. Participants can join via the link www.infocon.com/webconference. For more information, visit Infocon's website.
Sycler shareholders approve all proposals. Sycler Technologies Limited shareholders have approved all proposals at the annual general meeting in Zurich. This includes the 2025 annual report, financial statements, discharge to the board of directors, and group management. Daniel Frutig and Konstantin Ryzkov were reelected with appointments for the independent proxy and auditors. Sycler, a global electronic solutions provider, serves industries like medical, industrial, and aerospace and defense. Micron shareholders approve all proposals of the board of directors. In a recent development, Micron Holding AG shareholders have given their stamp of approval to all proposals presented by the board of directors at the annual general meeting. This includes a distribution per share of CHF 0.60, with re-elections of key board members for a one-year term. Micron Group, known for its innovative automation solutions, machining systems, and cutting tools, continues to drive industrial productivity for various industries globally. GeoVax reports 2025 year-end financial results and provides business update. GeoVax Labs increase. Now, the data in GeoVax Labs Inc. reported its 2025 year-end financial results, showcasing a net loss of $21.50 million. The company's GeoMeva vaccine, targeting MPOX and smallpox, is set to enter a pivotal Phase 3 trial later this year. With regulatory support from the EMA and key manufacturing milestones achieved, GeoVax aims to address global vaccine supply constraints and enhance Western state infested
Say IndieDAdovs.
Heartbeam Beat launches proposed public offering to support commercialization and AI initiatives. Heartbeam, a medical technology company focused on cardiac care innovation, has announced a proposed public offering of shares to support its commercialization and AI initiatives. The company intends to use the proceeds to advance its FDA-cleared 12-lead synthesized ECG system, develop its extended wear patch and heart attack detection projects, enhance AI capabilities, and for general corporate purposes. Titan Partners will act as the sole bookrunner for the offering. Tech media breaks, Spark AI Inc. targets growth in defense sector with strategic appointment. Tech media breaks reports that Spark AI Inc. is targeting growth in the defense sector with the strategic appointment of Matt McCran as CEO of its U.S. SDA subsidiary. McCran's role signifies a focused push into the largest defense market globally. His mandate includes leading Spark AI's North American expansion, building out infrastructure and teams, advancing field evaluations, and aligning with active procurement pathways to convert technology into deployable capability.
PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation to host first quarter 2026 earnings call. PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation will host a conference call to discuss their first quarter 2026 financial results on April 27, 2026 at 11 a.m. ET. The results will be released on April 22, 2026. The live webcast and presentation slides will be available on their website. PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation is a New Jersey bank holding company with total assets of $7.50 billion and offers a client-centric approach to banking.
A news breaks. Blue Sky AI Inc., BSAI, expands scalable compute access with next-gen platform. Blue Sky AI is revolutionizing artificial intelligence infrastructure with its next-gen SkyMod data centers, designed to meet the increasing demand for AI workloads. By offering scalable compute access in a fraction of the time compared to traditional builds, Blue Sky AI is providing a cost-effective and reliable solution for organizations looking to enhance their AI capabilities. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Lode Gold Fremont Gold Mine fast-tracks development with 3,500 meters for preliminary feasibility study. Lode Gold Resources, Inc., fast-tracks development at the Fremont Gold Project in California with a 3,500-meter drilling program for a preliminary feasibility study in 2026. The company aims to expand mineralization and improve geological confidence to support bulk underground mining. Plans include 1,400 meters of metallurgical drilling, 600 meters of hydrological drilling, and 1,500 meters of exploration drilling. The company targets completion of the PFS by Q2 2027.
Smart Card Marketing Systems, Inc., corporate update on PayAS portfolio expansion, PayTech infrastructure, BOSS enablement, and global client growth. SmartCard Marketing Systems, Inc. provided a corporate update on their PayAS portfolio expansion, PayTech infrastructure, BOSS enablement, and global client growth. The company continues to see growth in domestic and international financial sectors, with clients including banks, MSBs, EMIs, and fintech joint ventures. Their multi-stack PaaS suite offers digital payments, identity compliance, and marketplace platforms, while their PayTech infrastructure supports global digital payments modernization. SMKG's BaaS framework enables partners to launch digital banking products with compliance assurance.
Jorge Pardias, CEO of Globo Fran, on the cover of Welcome to America magazine. In the latest issue of Welcome to America magazine, Globo Fran CEO
Jorge Pardias discusses strategies for navigating the new U.S. immigration landscape. Despite increased restrictions and fees, GloboFran saw growth in 2025, assisting international investors with investment visas. Pardias highlighted the government's support for these visas while noting challenges for other categories. For more information, visit www.negociosmagazine.com.
Network News Breaks, Earth Science Tech Inc., ETST, Advancing Multi-Platform Healthcare Strategy. Earth Science Tech is advancing its multi-platform healthcare strategy by acquiring and actively managing businesses. The company prioritizes capital discipline, execution, and long-term value creation across various platforms. Its subsidiaries include compounding pharmacies, telemedicine referral platforms, a healthcare provider serving the Spanish-speaking community, a telehealth platform, and a nonprofit organization providing financial assistance for prescription costs. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Mining news breaks. LaFleur Minerals, Inc. secures up to $30 million prepayment facility and offtake agreement with Trafigura. LaFleur Minerals, Inc. secures up to $30 million prepayment facility and offtake agreement with Trafigura Canada Limited to support development of the Swanson Gold Dasbet and operations at the Beacon Gold Mill in Quebec. The proposed facility, with no commodity hedging requirements, is expected to fund ramp up toward 1,250 tons per day processing capacity, with a pathway for future expansion to 3,000-4,000 TPD, aiming for a targeted first gold pour in the second quarter of 2026.
Investor News Breaks, Earth Science Tech Inc., ETST, Advancing Multi-Platform Healthcare Strategy. Earth Science Tech is making strides in advancing its multi-platform healthcare strategy. The company is focused on acquiring and managing businesses to create long-term value for shareholders. Its subsidiaries include compounding pharmacies, a telemedicine referral platform, a healthcare provider serving the Spanish-speaking community, a telehealth platform, and a nonprofit organization providing financial assistance for prescription costs.
Investor News Breaks, Kairos Pharma Limited NYSE American KAPA earns 2026 Pinnacle Award for Biotech Innovation in Cancer Drug Resistance. Kairos Pharma Limited NYSE American KAPA has been honored with the 2026 Pinnacle Award for Biotech Innovation in Cancer Drug Resistance. The company's lead candidate, ENV-105, aims to inhibit tumor resistance pathways and enhance existing therapies. Kairos focuses on developing combination approaches to improve response durability across various cancer types.
AI news breaks. Masimo Group enters strategic cooperation with AIBO Robotics to advance AI-driven automation and smart mobility. The Masimo Group announced a strategic cooperation agreement with AIBO Robotics to enhance AI-driven automation and smart mobility. The partnership aims to expand into intelligent commercial automation, robotic service systems, and AI-enabled equipment upgrades in the U.S. and China. Masimo Group plans to scale robotic solutions across various environments while exploring AI-driven enhancements for its vehicle platforms, positioning itself in the global service and security robotics markets. Tech Media Breaks, Polyrhizome Limited announced the closure of a $3.50 million registered direct offering and concurrent private placement with a single institutional investor. The transactions included the sale of units at $9 per unit consisting of ordinary shares or pre-funded warrants and common warrants. Polyrhizome plans to use the proceeds for working capital and general corporate purposes, with Aegis Capital Corp. as the exclusive placement agent. Trillion Dollar Breaks. Amazon.com Inc. $11.60. $6 billion Globalstar deal signals direct challenge to Starlink dominance. Channel Check reports. Amazon.com's $11.60 billion acquisition of Globalstar is seen as a direct challenge to SpaceX's Starlink dominance, according to Channel Check. The deal positions Amazon to launch a direct-to-device network by 2028, while also establishing a potential partnership with Apple. This move highlights the intensifying competition in the low-Earth orbit satellite market and Amazon's push to control next-generation global connectivity infrastructure.
Okay, so what's your news round? Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.